Hi, and welcome to the Finally Pregnant podcast, the podcast for people who are finally pregnant after infertility and loss. I'm your host, Kat Strawbridge, and after almost 7 years trying with multiple rounds of fertility treatment, which sadly included pregnancy loss, last year I was finally pregnant, and now I'm finally parenting my gorgeous daughter, Ren. Hello there, how are you doing? I've got something a bit special for you today, and well, a couple of things actually, because I'm going to make a bit of an announcement in a little while. Announcement, is that the right thing? Anywho, I really hope you enjoy today's chat that I'm going to share with you a little bit later. I enjoyed recording it so much. And it's with the fabulous Sim and Amelie, who are the two wonderful yoga teachers that I work with on the yoga sessions. And I really wanted you to meet them because, as many of you know, I am not a yoga teacher. So when I realized I wanted to create this space, I enlisted the help of the fabulous Sim. Like, really, she is such a beautiful human, to help create them last year. And we continue to work together and bring you this amazing course. And I say amazing because you guys tell me it is. And since then, Amelie has joined us to teach a weekly class, and she is an equally beautiful teacher. And I'm just so grateful to have met both of these wonderful women, really. I won't go on too much right now about the course because we cover most of that in our chat, but there is something pretty hot off the press that I wanted to share with you. I'm always looking for ways to make the yoga sessions the very best place it can be for you if or when you are finally pregnant. I know it is already incredible, but there is always more that can be done. So I have created a journaling workbook to work alongside the classes. When you join, you'll receive a copy to download and print off each week. And it's a place where you can reflect on how you're feeling, note your favorite affirmations, more on the themes and affirmations of the class in the chat later, and just generally keep an almost informal diary of your pregnancy. I'm confident that not only will it help you get even more from the classes, but it will give you something wonderful to look back on, a really, really lovely record of the weeks and months that you are with your bump. The journaling workbook will be introduced in the May course, although the lovely April ladies are using it for me so that I can get their feedback and just make it as good as possible. The May course is already live if you head to katstrawbridge.com/events, and spots are limited and are already selling. So if you do want to join, please, please head over there now to secure your spot. And just in case, something's just crossed my mind, I wanted to confirm that the price is still the same. The journaling workbook is just an added extra. So yeah, head over and book your spot now. In non-yoga news, all is well here at Bobcat Mansions, and I'm going to share something with you now. Many of you know that we have been making a decision on our final embryo and whether to try for a sibling for Ren. We are pretty confident that we're never going to have a fresh round of IVF again. However, we have got this little Frosty, and there's a lot that we needed to discuss around finances, age, mental health. Do we just focus on Ren? There's no just in that. She's amazing. Are we able to put ourselves through even a frozen transfer, a pregnancy, a potential loss, having two children? You know, there was so much to discuss. And we have chatted to each other. We have chatted to friends and family, to our clinic, to some of you guys. Plus, we had some sessions with a wonderful counselor. And we have come to the decision that we are going to go ahead and transfer the embryo. Even saying that, it's like such a mix of emotions. It's a huge relief to just make the decision, to be honest, one way or the other. And that we came to that decision together is really important. And now that we have made that decision, you know, actually the reality of this is going to happen, and what does that really feel like? It was a lot initially, I have to say. Like, it's one thing going over the do we, don't we, and all of that. But once you decide, and then you think, oh my goodness, like all of the good stuff that could happen, but also all of the bad stuff that could happen, you know, we're saying yes, we are open to see what happens. So it is really exciting and a little bit scary all at the same time to be back on that IVF train. But we've got a few months really to settle into all of that, and for me to get myself feeling fit and healthy and ready to bring that little embryo on board, because it isn't happening for a good while yet. And I will be sharing, I have no doubt, on here and on Instagram, but I don't know how much and how kind of immediately I will share what we're going through. But if you want to talk, if you want to ask questions, then please just pop me a DM, and but we just have to go through this journey in our way, really, and you are all part of that in so many ways. But yeah, we're just going to take it one step at a time. I understand if this is really difficult to hear, if you aren't able or you've made the decision not to try again for any reason. And please know that I am always here for you, and I can always help to put you in touch with other people who might be at similar stages to you if you need it. So yeah, just yeah, know that I'm always here. Whatever we're going through, I'm always here. And yeah, right, after that, what feels like to me a bit of a bombshell, although I'm sure it's fine to you, I am going to be quiet now and hand you over to today's chat. But before I do, as always, please remember to subscribe, rate and review the podcast wherever you listen. I think the majority of it is on Apple, if I'm honest, but you know, do check it out, and please do rate and review wherever you listen if you can. And yeah, enjoy the show. Take care. Bye-bye. Before we start, time for a quick ad break. Knowing your fertile days are so important if you are trying to get pregnant or trying to avoid it. With the Mirror Fertility Tracker, you will know your fertile window up to 6 days. It is the only tracker on the market that provides you an accurate and personalized ovulation analysis by tracking your LH and estrogen hormone levels. Find out more at miracare.com. There's a link in the show notes, and get £25 off your tracker with the code FINALLYPREGNANT. Well, this is a pleasure for a Tuesday morning, isn't it? How are you two lovely ladies doing?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Really good. Happy to be here with you guys this morning.
Yay. So as I've mentioned in the preamble, I am sat here with, well, you know, virtually speaking, with the wonderful Sim and Amelie, who are the amazing yoga teachers who take the yoga sessions courses that I run. And really, we wanted to sit down and have a bit of a chat and a bit of a get to know you, because the wonderful ladies who allow us to be part of their journey when they sign up to the yoga sessions get to meet these two incredible females. And I really wanted to bring them to a wider audience and make sure that everyone got to meet them and got to know them a bit better. You can obviously go and check them out on Instagram. They've got fabulous Instagram accounts. All the links to everything will be in the show notes. So I'm going to head straight to Sim. We met last summer, so summer 2020, didn't we? And
we did.
That's where the yoga session started, I guess. But please tell us a bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so hey everyone, I'm Sim. I am a yoga teacher. I teach a variety of styles, but mostly Hatha, Vinyasa. But I would say actually it's just very fluid and a little bit organic. I teach a lot of pregnancy and postnatal too, and a little bit of yoga therapy. So yeah, that's what I do. And of course, the Finally Pregnant yoga sessions.
Whoop, whoop. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And Amelie, you joined us at the beginning of this year, didn't you? So the first course was January. And I'd love to hear a bit more about, yeah, who you are and what you do.
Yeah, thank you for having me. So nice to be with you all. I'm Amelie. I'm a yoga teacher, and I've always specialized in pregnancy and postnatal yoga. So I came on this path really through my own journey of pregnancy. And having experienced it, I felt compelled. I think I can still remember the day where I felt this is something I want to do myself and pass on to other ladies. And so this is where my journey started. So this is what I do. I teach pregnancy and postnatal with baby massage and baby yoga as well, because I feel doing something for mums and babies as well is part of the whole postnatal experience. But I am also training now to offer some yoga to the general audience, but still with that same, I think Sim and I have a similar style, very fluid, very organic, very gentle.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why it works so well with you guys teaching this course, because it is about being gentle and it's about the space. And the one of the reasons that it came about, and actually, Amelie, it's really interesting you say that you came to pregnancy yoga, and actually that's then what inspired you. So, and I also started pregnancy yoga really in my third trimester. And looking back, I do wish that I had done it sooner. I didn't want to. I was nervous. I was, you know, like, is this really going to happen, this pregnancy? Almost like didn't want to admit it to myself that it was actually happening. But when I did finally go, it was just, I was so grateful for that space. I really was. And I do wish I had done it sooner, because it was an hour in the week where I could spend time just focusing on me and my bump. And that felt so, so precious. I did a standard pregnancy yoga and it was lovely, you know, and it was local to me and the yoga was fantastic, but I really did feel a bit like an odd one out. You know, I felt like the infertile, and amongst loads of people who were just saying, oh yeah, like, you know, this is number three, or, oh yeah, we started trying like 6 weeks ago, and, you know, maybe not obviously exaggerating there, but yeah, I can't help but that really stuck with me a bit. And what didn't help, I think, was that it was a transient class. So it was just, you booked kind of weekly. And so the first time I came compared to the next time, there were all different people there, because some people had already gone off and had their babies, because in the last class they were like 40 weeks pregnant. And so there wasn't that opportunity to get to know people really well, which I found like that was part of the experience that I wanted from that pregnancy yoga class. So I guess ever since then I've had something about this in my head. And so Sim, when we started talking, you got it, didn't you? Actually, you really understood why I wanted to create that. Tell us how you knew.
Oh, do you know what, Kat? I think sometimes, maybe there's two aspects to it. Sometimes you speak to somebody and you're not on the same wavelength, and sometimes you speak to someone and you just are. So that was me and you when we reached out, and when you reached out to me and we spoke, it was like, yeah, we get each other. There's just a mutual thing. And then I think I had other reasons for feeling like the community aspect of the classes was really important. I personally never got that as well with my own pregnancy yoga experience. And I know that it was different because I was teaching yoga all day long in those days. And so going to a pregnancy yoga class was not as much of a priority for me as it really should have been. But I was able to do a lot of my practice myself. But then when I did actually get to go to some classes, which were amazing, by the way, and with a teacher that I very much respect and love, it wasn't the community vibe. There wasn't that feeling of moving through that journey, moving through that space with other people that I could get to know. And that support network would have been actually incredible for me, because I found myself going through a divorce as a 26-year-old single mum. So yeah, that community would have been amazing for me. Yeah, I guess that's why. I guess that is partially why. Also just because I get it, I've experienced polycystic ovaries myself. I know people who have suffered loss. And so actually, this was a really special subject, very close to my heart, and something I was desperate to be involved in from the get-go.
Amazing. And, you know, we connected because you were teaching pregnancy yoga to a few people that I knew from within the Trying to Conceive community, didn't we? And a special shout out to Keely.
Oh my God, yes. The biggest shout out to Keely, who has just been amazing. And we've done lots of yoga together through the years.
And you mentioned there, so yeah, you had PCOS, you have got a daughter, a beautiful daughter, which is wonderful. But I think that, you know, I was listening to a podcast the other day, Elizabeth Day, and who was it? It was Emma Barnett was her guest. And she was saying how fertile people can't comfort infertiles. I'm kind of paraphrasing there a little bit. And as much as I don't entirely agree with that statement, I think there is an understanding and a knowledge and an empathy. And it's the same in any community, you know, like it really is. That if you know, you know. And however deep into that, however far you've stepped into that, you just have that empathy. And there are some people out there who are just empathetic, you know, like just to the core naturally as well. Amelie, it'll be really great to hear a little bit about your experiences and how you have like just, how you're just the right person for these courses too.
Yeah, I mean, just listening to what you're saying, I so agree that there is... I think there's lots of things that we can take for granted if we haven't gone through an experience or haven't been close to people who have had similar experiences. And, you know, I mean, we have to be, you know, I mean, generous. Like, it's not a bad intent. It's just from not knowing. But definitely through my own journey of a bit of a different approach to fertility, but being told in my early 20s that I might never conceive. And I'm lucky to have two children now, and also, you know, experiencing a longer journey to have my second child, but also meeting friends and women in my classes who I knew or who I discovered later on had actually very long journeys. So sometimes it would not come across in a pregnancy class. It would come across in a postnatal class saying, now I have my baby, but you don't know how hard it's been to get there. I really understood that it's different and you approach things very differently and your experience is very different. So things that you might take for granted that, you know, you can move your body and it's safe and it's okay. Well, for someone who has a longer journey, it might not feel this way. And that is a really step-by-step approach, one day at a time, one breath at a time. And that's something that really resonated with me. And that I think what's special in those classes is because we teach people from a common understanding. It makes sense to everybody. Whereas if you have this experience in a class of other people who do not, they might not understand why you feel anxious about doing something or where you can't allow yourself to connect with your baby or these things. So I think this space really allows us to address these things more directly and to give those tools or just this space to sit with this experience. And that feels very special to me.
Amazing. Oh my gosh, you've put that so perfectly. You really have. Yeah, so totally. Thank you so much. And it's what you mentioned there. So how people in your experience previously, they don't necessarily tell you about their journey. And Sim, you're nodding there as well. People don't necessarily tell you about their experience during the pregnancy classes, but actually it comes out afterwards. And it's so true, isn't it? That we... Like, well, actually, I am completely the opposite of that. I will tell anyone who even looks directly at me in a supermarket, basically. But no, but it is. We don't know who to share our story with and how people will take it. And that's one of the reasons. And I remember this from walking into a Trying to Conceive event. Gosh, that was 2018. It feels longer ago than that in many ways, but it was 2018 and in the January. And the moment I walked into that room, and it was an incredible event, there were 150 women trying to, and there were some men there maybe, who were from the trying to conceive community. So many Insta handles and things that I recognized and faces that I knew, but didn't, but you don't know their name. You just know they're like at TTC 2018, you know, that kind of thing. But there was just that bond and that understanding the moment you walked in that room, that there wasn't an elephant, that there were no secrets, no lies, no pressure to share, no pressure to you know, compare. And that's kind of the same thing that we've got going in the yoga sessions. And that's exactly what I wanted. And talking about sharing at the beginning of each yoga session or each class, we put time aside specifically so that people can check in. And sometimes we do, you know, a highlight and a challenge for the week. And sometimes it's just sharing kind of how you're feeling. And going back to what I just mentioned there, like this isn't about a comparison. This is about just this mutual understanding that we're all here. We've all been through a journey and we are all probably quite anxious, but also all searching for that really lovely space where we can enjoy our pregnancy as well. And that, like, I love that check-in at the beginning. I really do. I usually drop into the first class of every course so that I can get to, you know, just to kind of meet everyone. But I do, I almost envy you girls having that check-in with everyone, because I really miss catching up with people. That is that a special part of the class for you as well, Sim?
Yeah. Oh God, it's possibly even maybe my favorite. I just love it. Like, and throughout the courses, I've talked to the ladies about just the biggest array of things. And there can be, you know, a class of however many people, and you can have one person who's like, do you know what? I'm just having a really bad week. Like, I've had this issue with growth scans or this or with that. And, you know, it's just like having that moment to share with them and be like, I totally get how you're feeling. And you're not going to give any medical advice, because that's not our job, but just to say, you know, it's okay. And I hope that being here tonight can really help. And then you might come to another person who's just like, I've been crying all week and, you know, I can't get control of my hormones. And then you can just go, I remember when that happened to me too. And just have this like lovely, special and unique rapport that you don't generally get if you just go to, you know, studio class, which I love my studio classes. I love teaching in real life. But sometimes you just can't do that in a studio. It's just not the same. You know, you might get a, oh, hi, how are you this week? And then a roll out of the mat. Yeah, I'm good. A little bit of a chit chat. But you're standing there in front of a lot of other people and it just may not be the space to really go into any depth about how you're actually feeling or what you're actually experiencing. And yeah, I really love that. I actually really look forward to it every week. I'm like, this is so nourishing for me as well as for the ladies, I think.
Oh, I love to hear that. And that's a really good point. So even though it is an online class, there is that intimacy, and we do limit the course so that it's 15 people at any one time, because we want it to be, you know, enough people to be able to join, but for it to have that intimacy. Mm. And you're absolutely right. You can walk into an in real life class and not have that connection with people, even though you're in a room. And obviously we're recording this during a lockdown and pandemic has changed everything. But I think it's so important to recognize that there will always be a place actually for virtual classes. And I'm also thinking about when you were talking then, it took me back to one of our hangout support groups, and they were always virtual. Like, it launched just before the pandemic, but the plan was always for it to be virtual and hopefully have, you know, in real life meetups, which we hopefully will do once we get back to some kind of new normal. But in those groups, like, it's really hard, because if someone is upset, and it does definitely happen in the hangout groups, you just want to reach through the screen and give them a hug. And that can feel really frustrating and upsetting. But I guess I would rather people have that space to be open, because they might not be open somewhere, even where someone could give them a hug. And it's kind of the same thing here, that there is that intimacy, there is that understanding, there is that space, even though it's a virtual group. And something else that I want to touch upon that you mentioned there, and Emily, I'm going to come to you if that's okay, about Sim said, you know, we are not here. We're not your medical professionals. We are not here to give you medical advice. However, you know, we can work with your medical professionals. And I say we, like, you guys are the talented yoga teachers here. But to if you are having any issues with your pregnancy medically. Now, we always say 12 weeks, like get to 12 weeks. And that's a fairly standard thing, isn't it, for any class or anything you want to do when you're pregnant. But when you reach that 12 weeks, if there are any concerns or worries, Emily, and you've spoken to people before they've joined the class, haven't you, to talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I mean, for me, I come from the place where I train with that I really value is I train in yoga for pregnancy with an organization that does just that. And it's really about the pregnant body and the pregnant experience. And we come from the stance that everybody, whatever your circumstances, can enjoy some pregnancy yoga, because there's always a modification for your circumstances. There's always something that's adapted. So sometimes we address some niggles in this check-in at the start of the class, and someone's going to say, oh, today I have like a bit of sciatica pain, or, you know, I don't know, I have my heartburn and, you know, I can't really put my head down. And, you know, we talk about how, okay, I would say, you know, okay, don't, you know, avoid this pose maybe when we flow, etc. But if there are things that are more long-standing, so I'm thinking, for example, pelvic pain, which is more and more common in our societies because we don't move enough. but, you know, where a lot of women might feel too much in pain to do it, or might have been advised not to do any exercise in that way at all. Very happy to chat in more details before they join the classes to know how they can safely adapt. And that's something that we keep, I'm sure Sim does the same, throughout the session, saying, okay, if you are, you know, if you have pelvic pain, then keep your stance short. Or if you have heart blood pressure, arms, you know, levels, not overhead, those things. But we can, you know, there are very few conditions where we could not incorporate ladies at all, because, you know, everybody can do yoga because everybody can breathe. And so if you breathe, you can do yoga. So you are welcome there. Absolutely.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Sorry, I just have to pitch in and also say that I once had a lady, this was an in real life lady, and you've totally sparked my memory of this, Emily, so thank you. She was suffering with a horrendous form of cancer, and she was pregnant with twins. She was quite an overweight lady, and she managed to come to that class week in, week out, and some weeks she was just exhausted. And I was just like, if you just need to lie in lying left side and just breathe, you've got it. Like, this is all yours. So yeah, you're so right. We really can be there for any condition.
Yeah, so much of it is about the space, isn't it? And I think we are all leading such busy lives right now. And even though things feel a bit toned down, and like, I have definitely used the word boring during lockdown, it doesn't mean that we're setting aside time to just be. And that is what this class is at the very least, which there's nothing least about that, you know, about setting that time aside for you and your bump. That is so important. And then it just kind of gets better and better from there, really. And me saying be actually leads me quite smoothly, that wasn't deliberate, onto the affirmations. So when we started working on this, Sim, right at the beginning, we knew that we wanted something to connect it. And so we created themes. So every week, so they're 4-week courses, and each week there is a different theme. And for each class, for each theme, there are 4 affirmations, and people have access to them before the course or before the class and then thereafter. And you guys thread these affirmations throughout the class as well. Can you talk to me about some of them? Because some of them are just so, so beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Kat. We talked about this actually a little bit on our live Instagram the other day, didn't we? That I usually write them when I am on my mat, kind of in my creative space. And then sometimes, at other times, I have to say, I will just be doing everyday chores and it will be like, ding, like, oh my God, this would be so good for those classes. Quick, get your notes up on your iPhone and quickly scribble something down. But yeah, they're just really beautiful. They, as Kat said, so they follow a theme each week, and then we have four affirmations. Sometimes we might use all four, you know, although that's unlikely because I talk quite a lot. So getting four affirmations into a session can be a real challenge. But yeah, so they, sometimes we'll use more, and sometimes I'll literally just use one. Sometimes it will be chanting them, saying them out loud. And then for those people who don't want to say them out loud, who don't feel comfortable with that, maybe they just want to listen and kind of let it sink in and just breathe it in and hear it. They're just lovely. We just interweave them into the flows, into the breath work, into the asanas, into the postures, that is. And they're just perfect. They're just tiny droplets of goodness, I think, that you can weave into your day in quite an organic way. You know, if you're going to a scan and you're feeling a little anxious, a bit of the old scanxiety, I wish I knew that word when I was pregnant, then you can, you know, say them to yourself over and over and over again, and they can provide you with a sense of calm, and that repetitive motion can be really lulling for the nervous system. So that's amazing. And yeah, you can use them at any time, when you're at work, when you're going to bed, when you're getting up in the morning, when you're doing your chores. So they're just a brilliant tool that don't exist solely for the classes. You're able to take them out with you after the class and bring them into your week in the way that serves you best.
Completely, Sim. No, I totally agree. And I did share something on my Instagram very recently about the fact that it's estimated we have between 12 and 60,000 thoughts a day. And of those, 80% of those are negative and 95% of those are repetitive. And when you find yourself pregnant after infertility and loss, you know, the negativity, it doesn't need much to spiral. And our brains, clearly, by those stats, don't need much to spiral, don't need anything really. And so by bringing these affirmations in and really using them, A, during the class, but you're absolutely right, having them available to you, you can download onto your phone, onto your laptop, you know, and you can, what I encourage people to do often is set a reminder either once a day or two or three times a day and repeat them, write them down, print them out, put them around the house and make that part of the whole practice, really, I guess, of being involved and taking part in the yoga sessions, so that it isn't just like we've talked about how important it is to put that hour aside for you and the baby or babies, but it is actually something that really has an impact on the rest of your week and therefore the rest of your pregnancy in a positive way. Would you agree, Emily?
Oh, I so agree, and I love those affirmations. I'm the same as Sim. I think I'm quite chatty in my classes, so I never integrate them all, probably like a couple, but I also have like, as we settle in the session, have a bit of a chat about the theme and setting the intention for the class. And what I like about them is, or I love about them, is it might help you focus on one aspect of your pregnancy, of your experience that you might not have either brought to the fore or thought about before. And that might help you, give you extra tools to really try to enjoy or to enhance your experience. So, I mean, yesterday's theme was, you know, being at one and being aligned with, you know, with sort of your inner knowing, you know, things that, you know, I felt in my experience, it took me ages to even realize I had an instinct, or there are things that we know or that these are more or as valuable as things that we might be told. And I think it is so important to navigate that journey towards motherhood, and to have these little seeds planted can really help you along to think about aspects of your journey you had not really thought about, because you might be also so, you know, deep into your medical care or to, you know, all of the scans and the appointments and trying to get to the next milestones, that a bit like you described, Kat, that you come to the point where you feel, okay, maybe I can enjoy this a little bit more. you know, you realize it was actually quite late on your journey and maybe you could have allowed yourself to do that earlier, still in a safe way, still in a way that also you feel it's on your terms. You decide what feels right for you, what doesn't. And so that's what I love about this affirmation, that we're getting to explore different angles of our experiences.
Oh, I love it. Honestly, like, I know these courses inside out and I want to be at one again now. It's just hearing you guys talk about it. I know that you create a very, very special place and I am incredibly grateful to have crossed paths with both of you and be able to offer this to this community who I know need it because I knew before and because we have amazing women who join us time after time, don't they? And we receive the most wonderful testimonials. If everyone will indulge me, I am going to read one now. This was after a class and the theme was celebrate. I just wanted to say thank you for a fab celebrate yoga last night. Prior to this, I was such a fitness freak and liked a hard vinyasa flow. It took me a few weeks to adjust, but you have created the most precious space for Bump and I. It wasn't until I was walking along today, already thinking about next week's session, that I realized how important it is to me. It's so much more than a yoga class. Thank you. Isn't that wonderful? It really is. And what is talked about there, because people do say that, like, I really like a hard fitness, and is it going to be too gentle? Or people say, you know, like, I don't do any fitness, I've never done yoga before, am I going to be able to do it? And it really is about the space, isn't it? And about the movement. But it's just, yeah, it's really special. And I just want to say thank you both for joining me today. And thank you both, as I say, for helping me create this much, much needed space for the finally pregnant community.
Thank you, Kat. Thanks for your amazingness.
Yeah, no, it's such an honor to do these classes, to be fair. And yeah, just this testimonial, just almost like bring a tears to my eyes, really. It's just so beautiful.
Did when I read it, I was like, oh my God, I feel like, yeah, well, can we just do this every hour of every week?
I know, honestly. And they come through thick and fast. If you are thinking about joining the yoga sessions, I really hope that that's given you a bit of an insight into the space that we create and the community and the intimacy and just like the safety, really, as well. Drop any of us a line. As I mentioned, the link will be in the show notes. Over on Instagram, I regularly tag Amelie and Sim as well. You can check out their Instagrams as well. And yeah, I hope that everyone has a lovely day. Take care.
You too. Thank you. Bye, ladies. Thank you so much.
Bye.